kept them illegally. We had the same lawyer, unfortunately. I fired the lawyer because he couldn't find the contract all of a sudden. So what really happened was, after Michael Under Pressure returned the tapes, he obviously copied them. Thus, years later, they went into his home and they found a copy on a cassette or whatever of my multi-tracks from my studio, which they thought was new. They thought it was a new song. What threw them off was when they heard "This Is It" as the first line, it correlated with the tour that he was going to do. After gathering all of the evidence, I realized that there was an honest mistake made and I don't want to cause any problems. So we sat down very quickly within a few hours and we hammer out a deal which I think is fair to all of us. And that's the story about "This Is It."